The Silver and Black Show.
Listen, it's game one of 16. Obviously, we all wanted to start out on a positive note, but you know, we've got to learn from that. We've got to move on from it, and we got to get ready for Houston.
The Houston Texans and their vaunted outside zone running scheme of Arian Foster will be the challenge this Sunday as the Raiders get set to open the home schedule at the O.co Coliseum, and we'll get you ready over the next 30 minutes. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show, Week 2 edition. Greg Papa joined by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. James, a loss last week in New York, and when you look at it, it was the rushing numbers that undid the Raiders. The Jets ran for 212 yards, the Raiders merely 25. They're going to have to be much better against Arian Foster and the Texans on Sunday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You have to run the ball, especially in this league nowadays, to set up the pass, to maintain possession of the football, keep it away from the other team's offense. And so running is very crucial. And, got off to a slow start, the Raiders did, but, you know, that was one game, another game coming up. They've got to do better. They've seen what they did against the Jets. And plus, the Texans run a kind of different style of defense. And I think they'll have a bigger and better opportunity to run the football against the Texans.
And it certainly should help, but Derek Carr will play at home in front of the Coliseum fans and not on the road. We go to our headlines from Week 2 of the Silver and Black Show, and his Carr starts fast, Jim. First rookie quarterback to ever start in franchise history. He hit his first 7 passes, a tremendous audible here on the Jets blitz to the right. He goes left to Rod Streeter, a touchdown. Later in the game, he threw a beautiful rainbow to James Jones in the front pylon of the end zone. What was your assessment of Derek Carr in his first NFL start last Sunday?
Well, under very difficult situations against a very good defense on the road, I thought he performed exceedingly well. He was very accurate with his throws, didn't take a lot of chances, and came up with two beautiful throws for touchdowns and a great effort by James Jones. You know, he's a young man. They're all learning together, and every week, every play he plays, he's going to get a little bit more confident.
So the young guy obviously did well in New York, but how about the old guy, 37-year-old Charles Woodson, and age is just a number. Look at him drive on this route to Eric Decker, flies across for his 57th career interception. Jim, gave the Raiders the ball on the 28-yard line with a few plays later. The Raiders got in the end zone. What a tremendous interception by Charles Woodson. He has now picked off at least one pass for 17 consecutive years, the second longest streak in pro football.
That's pretty amazing. There's no doubt about it. What a great player Charles Woodson is. Nobody else probably in the entire football league could have made the play that he did. He read the quarterback's eyes. He jumped on the ball. And he went through the air and he snapped that interception. It was a tremendous play by a guy that, you know, is 37 years old.
And the young guys also did well. Charles had the takeaway to give the Raiders a chance to score. Then later in the game on the goal line, T.J. Carey lays his helmet on Geno Smith, forces the fumble, recovers it himself. The Raider red zone defense, Jim, kept them in the game last Sunday.
No, there's no doubt about that. Held them to one touchdown in the red zone. Got a little tired probably in the second half because they were on the field so much. But overall, they gave, the Raiders an opportunity to win the football game up till the very end.
Yeah, it was a real battle of defenses on Sunday last week in New York, won by the Jets, and it will be probably as well this week. Romeo Crennel, the D coordinator of the Houston Texans, and he has arguably the best defensive player in the league, Jimmy. He's certainly the highest paid. That is J.J. Watt, the $100 million man, and he earned, I don't want to say every penny, but a lot of them last week in a dominant performance in their home win over the Washington Redskins. He had a sack. He had 7 pressures. He blocked an extra point. J.J. Watt was all over the field, Jim.
Yeah, and usually after you sign that big contract, you usually have a letdown, but he certainly did not. He played as he did his entire career. He came after the quarterback. He made plays. He chased plays from behind. He did everything you would expect from a guy who's going to make $100 million.
Raiders will get a slight break on Sunday. Jadeveon Clowney, the number one overall pick, will miss this game and about 6 more afterwards after tearing his meniscus, but the Raiders have got to find a way to block number 99 on Sunday. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we'll talk to one of J.J. Watt's former teammates. That's the ninja assassin, former Texan turned Raider, defensive tackle Antonio Smith. Jim and I later on will break down the Texans' offense. But coming up next, Raider head coach Dennis Allen on how the Silver and Black will get back to 1-1. All this and more on Week 2 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.